Recently was Canada Day in Canada, of course, July 1st, and emails were going out to everybody saying, hey, this is why Canada is great. And a lot of the stuff I agreed with and I get it. But point number one, I didn't agree with and I don't get it. Here's what it said. Everybody knows about our free healthcare, clean and beautiful and wonderful. And I wanted someone to describe free to me. What does free mean? Free healthcare. I didn't know that. I just assumed that doctors and other people like nurses and all the government employees and everybody involved in this system, I assumed that they had to be paid. I wasn't aware that they worked for nothing to make it free. I didn't know that. Nothing's free. Show me free. I remember one time I went to Hawaii with my wife and kids and it was free. We had a whole bunch of points. It was free. It cost me $5,000, and that was back when I didn't even have it. Credit cards got beat up that day, let me tell you. Zillions and zillions of websites now have panels questioning this separation of migrant families. Do you agree with it? And what about this? And what about that? And it goes on and on. And for the most part, everyone is saying that Trump is a terrible person because you can't separate children from their parents. Okay, let's break that down. I get the part about parents and children shouldn't be separated. I get it. We all get it. That's a compassionate thing. But now, really do the breakdown. Hold it. These are criminals. If you do that, if you don't separate them, what about all the millions of bad guys that are in prison? Do you take their children to prison? I mean, now you've adopted another 10 million people. I mean, where does this stop and where does it start? They're not criminals. They're nice people. They're just coming across America to pick blueberries, right? No. There's a law that says they can't do that. They're criminals. But he's a nice guy. Jesse James was a nice guy. I mean, he robbed banks and trains. Get over yourself. The government regulates and headaches for business owners, employees, and taxpayers. Listen to this stuff. I mean, this is amazing. If you have a cheese pizza, it's governed by the Food and Drug Administration. If you put pepperoni on it, it's governed by the Department of Agriculture. If you have a live chicken, it's governed by the USDA. If that chicken lays an egg, it's governed by the FDA. If you break the egg and make an omelet, then it's governed by the USDA. A hot dog is regulated simultaneously by two government agencies, okay? And then you get into fish, saltwater fish. This is really wild. I mean, fish in the ocean. I mean, salmon. It's governed by the Department of Commerce. But when the salmon is swimming upstream into freshwater where it breeds, it's governed by the Department of the Interior. On the way to the breeding grounds, it's governed by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. Trump is needed. You like the guy, dislike the guy, do whatever you want, but he's getting rid of red tape. He's draining the swamp. Pardon the swamp. You're talking about salmon in the ocean. But wow, and this is just one little page. You know how many pages there are about stuff like this? Zillions of pages, they walk among us. Criticizing homosexuality is now a crime in Canada under their totalitarian hate law, okay? You can't make this stuff up. I mean, really? Queers and steers, I mean, I think they're in charge of the whole world now, particularly in Canada. I mean, hate crime. What is hate? Here's the word hate out of the dictionary. To dislike, to feel extreme aversion, to be unwilling. To dislike is I hate to do it. Well, then, with that said, I hate liberals. I am flummoxed. You got that? New word. I had to write it down. Flummoxed. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. I mean, you know, it's vexing. It's a vexing word, flummoxed. Hey, I'll come back tomorrow and get a word for you from the right. See ya.